Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. My name is Russell Jeffries. I'm vice chair. Our chair, Young, is on his way from Santa Barbara. He should be here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. And until that time, I will be conducting the meeting. And would you call the roll for us, please?
Okay. David Hodgin.
Present.
Monica Hunter.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeff Young.
Jeff isn't Jeff here
Young.
Yet. Shellcross.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
And John Hiyoshi.
Here.
Tom O'Malley.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs, would you do the introductions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just heard from Sherry Corkendahl, who's filling in for Carol Hewitt, who is helping out her parents with some difficulties today. And Michael Thomas, our assistant executive officer, will be joining us later. He had a conflict that came up as well. To my left is Francis McChesney from the State Water Resources Control Board, our counsel.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That was a subliminal message. And walking in behind me is our chair, Jeff Young. What timing?
Good morning.
We do not have our state board liaison, Francis Spivey Weber, with us today. They sometimes have conflicts with other regional board meetings on the same day and have to kind of trade off, so she's unable to join us today. We have testimony cards available. Chris, do you have those? Chris Adair in the back of the room there has testimony cards available. I have a few up here. If you haven't filled those out yet, if you could please do so and indicate which item you're interested in and hand those in to Chris so we'll know to call on you. If you could make sure that your phones or other noise-making devices are silenced, we'd appreciate that. We have some other supplemental materials that were prepared after the agenda itself was prepared. We've sent those out to all known interested parties, although quite a few items just came in yesterday. So there may be some of these that you do not have yet. We do have a few extra copies in the back of the room if you're interested in any particular item. So I'll go through those and tell you which ones they are. For item 7, Pacifico Azul, case, we have a supplemental sheet. For item 13, the status report on total maximum daily loads, we have two supplemental sheets. And for item 14, the status report on the agricultural regulatory program, we have, I jotted down three supplemental sheets. The first supplemental sheet we mailed out last Thursday and is a fairly thick one. That one has 15 or so letters. And one of the supplemental sheets that we just printed yesterday actually covers both item 13 and 14, both the total maximum daily load and the ag regulatory program. That's an email from Mr. Fenton. Item 15, the Aromas Water District, we have a supplemental sheet, and that's simply a letter of support from the Water District. Item 16, the Simplot Grower Solution Site, we have a supplemental sheet, which was a map. That was an exhibit that was referenced in the item, but did not get included in the original printing. Item 17 is the Morro Bay Desal Plant. We have a supplemental sheet that we just prepared late yesterday. And item 18 is the public forum. We have a supplemental sheet, which was a request from a person who wants to address the board during the public forum. And that's it for supplemental sheets, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs.